Mayo TD Dara Kaliri has been appointed Minister of State of the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment to replace Robert Troy. Dara Kaliri said that the controversy surrounding his attendance at the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner in Clifton in 2020 will always be there. Speaking this morning, he said it was a big mistake, but he had apologised and had paid a price.
It's always going to be there. There's no sense in saying that, but I made a big mistake and I acknowledged that mistake. I took responsibility and paid a price for making that mistake.
Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is standing by. Micheál, I think perhaps few surprises there at Leinster House that Dara Kaliri has got the nod for this appointment. He was being widely mentioned in the last number of days.
Yes, I think there was a feeling within Fianna Fáil that it would be Dara Kaliri. Other names mentioned, of course, were James Lawless from Kildare and then Niamh Smith from Cavan Monaghan. But Dara Kaliri, always the front runner, I suppose, notwithstanding what he terms now a mistake in August 2020 in Clifton. He would be regarded in his time in different ministries from the cabinet to the junior roles as being capable. He would also be a popular figure within Fianna Fáil and, of course, is a former deputy party leader as well. I think it's notable too, though, when a party leader is making any nomination or any appointment like this, he will look to certain things like geography, and this will strengthen the ministerial presence of the government in the west of Ireland, but also in relation to a party leader's own leadership. And I suppose it was notable just before the Dáil recess that Dara Kaliri was among those government backbenchers who attended a Fianna Fáil policy group meeting that didn't include ministers and didn't include the party leader. So one would expect now that if that certain policy group were to ever meet again, that Dara Kaliri wouldn't be part of it. So I suppose that would all suggest that the appointment of the Mayo TD would consolidate Micheál Martin's leadership as well.
Right. The decision ratified by the Cabinet this morning, Micheál. Other issues on the agenda, presumably the budget in just a few weeks' time and the continuing energy crisis.
Yes, energy is to the fore, and as Eamon Ryan, the Minister with responsibility for this area, arrived for that Cabinet meeting, he said, and he described the months ahead in fairly stark terms, saying when it comes to energy, they will be difficult and they will be dramatic. So he said government as a result would have to give and offer financial supports to households to deal with what he said were unavoidable large energy bills. He said there was a hope that energy blackouts would be avoided, but the bills, they couldn't be. So there would be financial supports and there would also be advice around energy efficiency. But then there is another question, and one that has proved controversial for the Green Party in the past. That is the storage of backup supplies of gas. But there does seem to be some movement within government on that now, and it could happen in the next few days. At least discussions could get underway in earnest on this topic, as Eamon Ryan explained.
We are looking at that, and there'll be a range of options presented. We have a study which has looked at that eventuality, looking at options for gas storage. So I expect that to go to public consultation in the coming weeks. I'll be sharing it with my government colleagues later this week, and then share it more widely after that.
Minister and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan ending that report from Micheál Lehane.